For millions of Americans, access to information is shifting to online software agents like Microsoft Cortana, Amazon Alexa. Officials at the General Services Administration are concerned about whether those services can draw federal government information into what they serve up. That's led to a project to find out. Justin Herman is lead for the Emerging Citizen Technology Program at the GSA, and he joins me now. Justin, good to have you on.
Great to be on here. Thank you so much.
So tell us about the Emerging Citizen Technology Program and what this particular pilot is hoping to do.
Well, so what the Emerging Citizen Technology Program is, it both covers AI for citizen services, virtual and augmented reality, social technology, many of the programs that citizens use in order to engage with their government programs, but the things that we identify are at a tipping point where we know that agencies have the need, we know the technology is available, but a lot of times the roadmaps, those policies, the guidance, all the resources don't exist yet. That's what makes it emerging. And so that's what we're doing, is we're bringing agencies together, identifying, refining those business cases so we can open our missions up more to be able to work with businesses and take in that new technology and evaluate it and find where it works and where it doesn't. That goes to the core of this pilot program, where we knew that we had a bunch of program data that could still be getting used on the table within government agencies. And we're always looking for new ways to take our pre-existing resources and make them more effective, more efficient, and be able to open up those services better. And so we knew that with this emerging technology of intelligent personal assistants, as they're called, or as we call them, that could open up and we could test that out. So originally we thought, okay, it would be fantastic if we can get six agencies to use their data, index it in such a way that we could be able to test out these services. And again, it's not just voice activated. There's also text involved. We're going to be able to do fantastic new things with multilingual services, to accessibility for persons with disabilities. I mean, but what the core of it is that anybody can get round-the-clock self-service public services. And again, we wanted six agencies, and we thought that would be fantastic. We got over 36 coming to the table. And so actually that's where we are with the pilot right now, is that we know that it's already a success because we've been able to define the fact and show that there is a need and government is truly ready to start evaluating these products.
I think what you said is key to this, and that is indexing the information. Somebody brought an Alexa in here to our offices the other day. It looked like a tuna fish can with a microphone hole on the top.
Well, thank goodness it doesn't smell like a tuna fish can.
No, but we asked it various questions, and it was clear it was not the same as doing, say, a search on Bing or Google or one of the search engines, and that it just came up with nothing for a lot of the questions. And yeah, so trying to overcome?
When I use mine in the home, I use it to change music. I ask what the weather is. Really basic things. But if you really look at these trends, every day there's new devices, there's new capabilities. And like we say in our release, the home assistant of today is what's going to be in your automobile tomorrow. And in fact, that's already is happening where they're putting this into automobiles. And it's all part of having like that connected, personalized home. Now, something that's important, though, about this pilot is, again, so we know that we have to get into that space. And so the reason that we designed the pilot as such, again, just using the publicly available data, is that because it really gets feet in the water, so we can start evaluating better what are those privacy concerns for citizens, what are those security concerns for this, and we can start looking at that and studying it before we get into it, which, as you can imagine, a lot of times when people start rushing to embrace emerging technology, there can be stumbles along the way. And so that's part of this pilot is, quite frankly, having the end product and having like an Amazon Alexa skill is secondary to us being able to study what is the compliance roadmap, what is the performance metrics, how can we do this in a sound way that fits the standard of the public service model and is, you know, both trusted and secure for citizens.
What do agencies have to do with the data that they have so that it is findable by these things?
Well, that's actually part of it. And like I discussed, as part of this pilot is creating that roadmap. And so even there's an office within GSA, our API working group, that is not only part of this pilot, but they're going to be creating a new resource, government API standards, specifically to fuel these programs. And so that's actually, again, part of this conversation that we're having. And part of the process is that no resources or guidance exists for this right now. And like we told agencies, it's one thing just to, you know, go off and do a one-off and fantastic, you know, people will enjoy it. But it's another thing to have 30 agencies in unison doing this in the open so that, A, we could properly roadmap it and have a fantastic understanding of what are the privacy concerns, what are the security concerns, what are the analytics concerns, and to be able to document and share that. But two, this sends a resounding message to businesses that we are open and that we are interested in this space, that we have tangible business cases, and we have needs that can be met by them. And it's all part of developing that relationship of making it easier for businesses to work with government.
How do you test something? How do you know that it's working without putting it out there for the public?
So there is that. Interestingly enough, that was considered, because each one of these platforms is different. And, you know, there are unique ways of approaching it. There's going to be unique business cases that are going to maybe apply to Microsoft Cortana, but not to Google Assistant or not to Facebook Messenger chat, for instance. And so that's part of the individual evaluation process for this. So each one of these platforms is different. And so that's part of the process, is that we're going to be able to evaluate like what we can and can't do with each, including our testing capabilities. But we do have ways, and each one of those systems, of course, has a robust system for testing. And that's part of it is, so, you know, we spend a lot of time with organizations like ATARC, you know, ACT-IAC, and we really want to reach out and get ideas and have people test and have those insights shared with us. Again, that's part of the process of working in the open, is that this really is a relationship between government and needing the innovation from businesses. And so when we do the testing, we are going to be reaching out and hoping that industry is going to be able to help us with that.
Do you have timelines and milestones and some sort of end date for all of this?
Just fast enough to be scary for people, but slow enough so people know that due process is getting followed by putting this together. So what we're looking at is roughly a month. Again, we had a bit of a slowdown at the beginning, because when we anticipated 6 agencies and then got 3 dozen, that obviously we quickly had to change the scope of things. And then at one point we just had to say, okay, we have to go forward with what we have. But right now I'm looking at a month. We have a hackathon next week. And that's how fast things are going, that we're hoping to wrap up next week. But that being said, it will take as long as it needs to take, because we're on a path that none of us have really been on before. So it should be a couple weeks, but it could be shorter. It could be a little bit longer. But people should immediately start seeing results.
Your hackathon is next Wednesday. What happens after that?
So what's going to happen on Wednesday at this hackathon is that we not only are going to have the teams of government agencies, the data stewards from organizations, all these resources from the government coming to the table. Oracle's going to be there. Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Amazon Alexa, the engineers behind it. And we're going to start matchmaking and pairing to really tie the ribbon on this. Because all along now, agencies have been working on their end to look at their data, to refine their business cases and tee this up as good as possible. So then Wednesday, the hackathon, we're going to pull it together. And then after, we're going to start evaluating where we are, what we have at the table. That's where the testing and evaluation comes in. And that's when we're also going to start identifying what are the new resources, guidance, and recommendations that the federal community needs in order to move forward on this.
Justin Herman is the lead for the Emerging Citizen Technology Program at the General Services Administration. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to sharing the results with you.
Find a link to his blog post and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.